In this run-up to the election, you're hearing a lot about women. Women at work, women in business, women balancing family and career. Today, you'll have a chance to hear about two working women from the Northwest who were dealing with these issues more than a century ago. They were both working artists who broke with convention artistically and culturally. Correspondent Florangela Davila found out all about them when she visited the current Women in Art exhibit at the Seattle Art Museum.
This is what happens when I ask people to name an American woman artist.
American woman artist.
That's tough. I don't think I know any.
Joni Mitchell. No, she's Canadian.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
Right. Georgia O'Keeffe, with her animal skulls and desert landscapes of the Southwest. You'll find O'Keeffe at the Seattle Art Museum in a third-floor gallery, which is where I meet curator Patricia Junker.
I knew that I wanted to show O'Keeffe. She is the woman artist that I think if you're coming to a show of women artists and you know that Americans are going to be represented in it, you expect to see Georgia O'Keeffe.
But what Junker really wants me to look at is in a corner of the gallery, where the work of two Northwest photographers hang.
What we're looking at is a photograph of a tulip in a vase, but the vase is a little tiny vase, and then the tulip just climbs up, 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 up.
The photo is called The Magic Vase, and it looks like it could almost be a charcoal drawing. The photographer is Ella McBride.
She's probably a name that most people won't know.
It was the beginning of the 20th century, and Ella McBride was a schoolteacher and principal in Portland. She was also an avid mountain climber. One day, while climbing Mount Rainier, she meets photographer Edward Curtis.
He was a climber, she was a climber. He convinced her to come to Seattle and to be his the assistant in his photographic studio.
It wasn't a romantic relationship.
No, it wasn't a romantic relationship. She's just doing printing for him.
But she ends up taking over his studio, then opening up her own. And remember, this was in 1916. It hadn't been that long that women in Washington State were even allowed to vote. And a woman running her own business, not the norm. What also stands out about Ella McBride is that her artistic career started late in life. She was in her 60s when she started taking pictures of flowers, like this one of poppies, which Junker really loves.
They seem to be moving, and we think of photography as sort of stopping action. But here's a case where this sort of soft focus allows us to feel that these flowers are moving.
McBride was so good at photography, she became world famous. And she did it without art school and before photographs were considered art. But she wasn't the first. A few years earlier, another Northwesterner, Imogen Cunningham, also had her own studio in Seattle. But she also took a more conventional path for that time. She got married and had kids, and she became a stay-at-home mom.
So she kind of had forced upon her a circumscribed world, her backyard, and she made the most of it.
Literally, her backyard. Junker shows me what she means.
Let's look at this one. It's called Magnolia Blossom from 1925.
But it doesn't look like a flower. It's such an extreme close-up, it looks like gemstones.
In fact, one of the titles for this print that she gave it was Tower of Jewels.
Cunningham had already broken ground as one of the first women photographers to show nude images of men. They were of her husband, who was also an artist. Now she was pioneering a new way to look at flowers and plants by zooming in really tight. You can see her artistic vision and Ella McBride's in the show Elle, Sam Singular Works by Seminole Artists. And oh, by the way, the Seattle Art Museum stored away all its male artist work to make room just for the women. I'm Florangela Davila reporting.